China, Jersey City Shooting Proves U.S. Shrouded in Sorrow and Hopelessness. By Francis Martel on December 12, 2019. China's Global Times propaganda outlet declared on Wednesday that all of America is shrouded in sorrow and hopelessness as a result of citizens' constitutional right to own firearms, using as its evidence the terrorist attack in Jersey City, New Jersey, on Tuesday. The Times contended that gun violence will remain ceaseless in the country as long as American members of Congress continue to criticize the Chinese Communist Party for establishing concentration camps and routinely engaging in human rights atrocities such as murder, rape, forced sterilization, torture, and live organ harvesting. The newspaper also claimed that American democratic norms, which allow open debate of policy issues, make it too difficult for politicians to crack down on Americans' rights. China banned private gun ownership in the aftermath of the Communist Revolution 70 years ago. When U.S. senators, such as Marco Rubio, RFL, are busy finding fault with China's human rights record, the U.S. is shrouded in sorrow and hopelessness that come from senseless gun violence killings, the Global Times proclaimed. Rubio has been a vocal critic of China's human rights crimes and leader in passing legislation benefiting both the pro-democracy protest movement of Hong Kong and the Muslim ethnic minority subject to genocide in China's western Xinjiang province. A sad reality is that horror created by gun violence has become ceaseless in the U.S., the article declared, calling the Jersey City attack indicative of the American government's flawed and lackluster human rights record. Rising gun violence, together with ingrained racial discrimination and increasing hate crimes, are all evidence of how the U.S. has failed to protect people's right to life and right to equal treatment, exposing the hypocrisy of the U.S. on human rights, the Global Times said. What's worse, it seems the country now has neither the will nor the ability to solve those severe problems on its own territory. Comparing the Jersey City attack to a scene in some Hollywood blockbusters, the Global Times lamented that politicians in America respected constitutional norms too much to disarm the populace. The Times asserted, gun violence has become a Gordian knot. Every time firearm violence tragedies take place, the U.S. revisits the same cycle of partisan squabbling, heated social media debates and blame games, which ends with no sensible solutions. It requires American politicians' courage and will to cut the Gordian knot. The newspaper also asked, somewhat incongruously to its complaint about constitutional rights in America, shouldn't U.S. politicians care more about their own country's human rights development and work out a solution before putting their hands on countries at the other side of the Pacific? Two suspects identified as David Anderson and Francine Graham killed three civilians and one police officer, identified as Detective Joseph Seals, in the Greenville section of Jersey City Tuesday afternoon, executing what Mayor Stephen Fulop described as a coordinated attack on a Jewish kosher deli in the neighborhood. The pair engaged police in a shootout for hours, hiding in the deli and killing one of the owners and two clients. The incident forced Jersey City police to shut down a busy thoroughfare for hours and put the city's schools on lockdown, including a Jewish and a Catholic school, both within striking distance of the shootout. News reports from the New York area revealed evidence that Anderson was, at least at one point, a member of the violent Black Hebrew Israelite movement. Neither individual is believed to have any ties to the U.S. government. The Chinese Communist regime regularly alleges that the U.S. government violates the rights of its citizens, using crimes unrelated to government actions as evidence. The Chinese Foreign Ministry has not yet followed the Global Times in blaming Washington from the Jersey City shootout. But spokeswoman Hua Chunying did use her podium on Wednesday to claim that America has done many bad things in the name of human rights, including repressing its own people currently. U.S. faces rampant and serious racial discrimination at home. Besides, it has a hand in other countries' internal affairs wherever it can, instigates color revolutions and regime change, stages wars and kills innocent lives in Iraq, Syria, and Afghanistan, Hua alleged. How many bad things has it done under the pretext of freedom and human rights all around the world? She stated. Apart from that, it abuses state power and the concept of national security to oppress certain enterprises, wantonly wields the big stick of sanction, willfully practices unilateralism, pulls out of international treaties and organizations and undermines international multilateral mechanisms without a shred of credibility left. It is no longer a city upon the hill but still acts so arrogantly without even knowing that, she concluded. The Chinese state-run media also regularly contrast Chinese political repression with American freedoms by painting the difference as a rivalry between harmony in China and chaos in America. The Global Times regularly defines chaos as having open political debate, democratic elections, and safeguards like political parties and term limits. We can predict right now that the 2020 election campaign will be unprecedentedly fierce. It is pathetic for Democrats and Republicans to get where they are. The Global Times lamented, complaining last week of the unpredictability of the American electorate. Political chaos has become a new normal for the U.S. as the presidential election approaches. Confusion has worsened while the country's foreign policy has become the focus of political games between the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.